5 people were killed earlier today in a shooting rampage at the Molson Coors Beverage Company in Milwaukee. The shooter was an employee of Molson Coors. He died at the scene from a self-inflicted gunshot. For more, we're joined now by Angelina Mosier Salazar of member station WUWM. Welcome.
Hello, Elsa.
So what's the latest information we have about the shooting today?
So the latest information came from a press conference that was held by the governor of Wisconsin, the Milwaukee mayor, and the local police chief. And the information that came out of that is that they are still evacuating. At the time of the press conference, they were still evacuating hundreds of employees from the complex. Hmm. And the local police chief also refused to confirm exactly what were the motivations of the shooter.
And can you just describe for us where this shooting took place? Describe the complex for us.
Yeah, so it's really this enormous complex. I mean, during the holiday season, they decorate it with lights and tourists come in and take tours because they actually brew beer there. And this complex is located about 10 minutes away from downtown Milwaukee. So it's really this central area.
How are people in Milwaukee reacting to the news of the shooting?
Well, a lot of shock, a lot of heartbreak. There's this outpouring of grief, and, a lot of people are saying that they need to pray and keep these people in their hopes and prayers.
Yeah. Now, President Trump did weigh in on the shooting today during a White House press conference. The press conference was about the coronavirus, but a reporter did ask him about the shooting. Can you tell us what the president had to say about what happened in Milwaukee?
Yes, he did say, "Our hearts break for them and their loved ones." And he also went on to describe the shooter as a, quote, wicked person.
That is Angelina Mosier Salazar of member station WUWM. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.